What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Living Your Best Life. I'm really thankful that you guys are here, and I'm really excited about today's topic because I think in terms of nutrition, sometimes we forget that we also need to cultivate a positive mindset around it first. So today I wanted to talk about how we can improve our nutrition through self-compassion. And if you're wondering what the hell that means, don't worry, I'll explain it. Okay, so if you're someone who's struggling with your nutrition, maybe have an unhealthy relationship with food or anything around that area, I hope this helps you out, okay? Self-compassion, what is it? It's basically defined as a kind approach towards yourself during a personally challenging time. And these could be little challenges throughout the day. It could be something big in your life that you're dealing with. But it's basically about being nice to yourself during those difficult times. And I know that's difficult, right? We have a hard time being nice to ourselves. But what studies have shown is that it can really be a huge game changer in your life as far as helping you eat, helping you move and live better. All right, so research has looked at the relationship between self-compassion, your body image, and eating habits, okay? And what they found is that having self-compassion creates these huge improvements in that body image and in your eating habits. And the study they used for this was they actually chose mothers, right? And moms were chosen because they often feel the most responsible for passing down a positive relationship with food to their children, right? Not to say that dads don't have that innate responsibility or innate need for that responsibility as well. So if you're a dad out there, I'm not saying that, okay? It's just this study used moms. Can't tell you why, okay? They recruited 100 moms and they filled out a series of questionnaires regarding five topics. First, self-compassion, body esteem, diet quality, intuitive eating, and emotional eating. All right, so with self-compassion, what they were asked to do was rate statements like, when I'm going through a very hard time, I give myself the caring and tenderness I need. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you agree or disagree, right? That's what this questionnaire did. So they rated statements like that on self-compassion. The second one was body esteem, right? How they see themselves, how you evaluate yourself in terms of appearance and weight. So looking in the mirror, right? I like what I see, or I don't like what I see. That's body esteem, body image. We've all heard about that. The third one was diet quality, and that's they were asked questions on how much their diet is made up of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables versus processed food and refined food and things like that. The fourth one was intuitive eating, and that's basically understanding your body and listening to your body when it's time to eat and when it's time to stop eating, right? And then the last one was emotional eating. And I think a lot of us have done this, right? You feel lonely, you console yourself for eating. You're stressed out, you console yourself for eating. You're sad, you eat. It's a vicious cycle. We've all done it, right? So with this questionnaire, what they saw was that moms who scored higher on self-compassion were more likely to have a healthier relationship with food. I think that kind of makes sense, right? If you feel better about yourself, if you're nicer to yourself, if you just feel good overall, you're gonna have a better relationship with food because you're gonna make better choices because you wanna maintain that level of self-esteem in yourself, right? So they saw that their diet quality was higher, they were likely to be more intuitive eaters, and they were less likely to experience emotional eating. Okay, so they're able to recognize that relationship of choosing better quality food, of listening to their body, and also not allowing their emotions to dictate their diet at that time. Okay? They were also found to have higher levels of body esteem. So they liked what they saw in the mirror. And I think that has a direct correlation with being able to have that compassion to yourself. If you can look in the mirror and say, I look great, instead of I look like a fat ass, there's a different level of like psychological things that happen with that. Like, think about, okay, you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you call yourself fat. Would you look at your spouse or your partner or your friend or relative or brother or, well, brother or sister maybe, because we can all be mean to brothers and sisters, right? But think about that. Like, if you're telling your loved one and you're looking at them and saying, man, you look fat, that's kind of harsh, right? If you have that relationship with them and you're trying to improve them, fine. But overall, most of the time, we need to be nice to each other, which means we need to be nicer to ourselves. All right? And, like, think about it. A better image of one's own body, excuse me, a better image of one's own body is what makes healthier eating behaviors possible. And if you tell yourself, man, I look great, and then you go out, you're not gonna choose pizza or a burger or, you know, heavily fried foods. You're probably gonna choose something that's better for your body because you literally just told yourself, I love my body. All right, so start thinking about that, okay? Because self-compassion, it really can be a catalyst for boosting your body esteem and for making healthier habits more permanent and more likely in your life. All right, so how do we practice self-compassion? There's three things that you need to do together in order for self-compassion to really be beneficial when it comes to healthier eating choices. All right, the first one is mindfulness. And that's basically being non-judgmentally and consciously aware of what you're doing, thinking, feeling, and experiencing. So being present in the moment of what's going on right now. Okay, the second one is common humanity. And that's basically recognizing that we're part of a greater whole, right? We're part of this big human family. And what we need to realize is that we're not isolated with these problems. Okay, there's plenty of people that also deal with this. So recognizing that and acknowledging that you're not alone in this is comforting, and that helps to start cultivating that self-compassion, because first, you're mindful of what's happening. You recognize the situation. Second, you recognize that you're not the only one who may be going through these things, and so that there's help available, that there's people you can talk to help get through this together. All right, and the third one is self-kindness, being generous and decent to yourself. Pretty self-explanatory, right? We all know what kindness is. We all know how to be kind to other people. Sometimes we don't know how to be kind to ourselves, and we have to learn that. Okay, so practicing self-compassion, you need 1, mindfulness, 2, common humanity, and 3, self-kindness. All right, so let's use emotional eating as an example and going through these three things in our brain to get past it. All right, so emotional eating. A lot of us will probably mentally beat ourselves up for, I don't know, eating a whole bag of chips or a tub of ice cream, and I've done that, so don't feel bad. All right, again, common humanity, we've all gone through the same things. So let's say I'm really sad or I'm super stressed out and I just want to go eat my feelings, so I'm gonna go grab a tub of ice cream, cookies and cream most likely, or chocolate chip cookie dough. Anyways, not the point, but so being mindful during that time, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, take a moment. I'm definitely eating my feelings right now, right? I don't feel super great about it because I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I really don't feel like I can stop. Like, my emotions are just taking over. That's being mindful. That's understanding the situation. Second, common humanity. I'm not the only one who does this, right? We all know friends, family, people that go through the same stuff, and they reach for something to help them deal with that. For me, it's sweets a lot. I love sweet food, so little treats, I'll do that. Some people may choose something else. It may be alcohol, right? Or it may be smoking. There's other things that people do that we have unhealthy relationships with, but we also need to understand that we all deal with something, right? So once we recognize that, we can start dealing with it, okay? A lot of people stress eat. A lot of people emotionally eat, okay? So let's just figure out how to get past it, all right? So 1, mindful, we know what's going on. to common humanity. We're just the same as everybody else that goes through this. And then last, self-kindness, right? I'm in the middle of eating my tub of ice cream. I realize what's going on. I know I'm not the only one. Okay, it's gonna be all right. Let's take a moment, take a deep breath. Let's pause real quick. Let's accept the situation for what it is, and then I can decide what to do next. And whatever I decide, it's gonna be okay. If I want one or two more spoonfuls of ice cream because it's gonna make me feel good, fine, do it. But now we've gone through the processes of helping us avoid that next time, all right? And in the beginning, it's difficult to kind of go through these in your head, so write them down. And if you don't have a pen and paper next to you, I'm pretty sure you have your phone in your hand while you're eating. So open up the notes and write down these questions. You know, talk to yourself in your head while writing down these questions, because eventually it will just become part of your inner dialogue. You're gonna start just asking your question these. You're gonna start asking yourself these questions automatically. It's gonna be second nature. Okay, so write it down first. Maybe a week. Do that for a week, and then you can move on to those questions just popping up in your head automatically, right? You got to kind of condition your mind for that, okay? So a couple things to take away from this, you guys. First, self-compassion is good, all right? I think that's pretty easy to understand, that self-compassion is good for something, all right? Because it's really easy to assume also that being hard on yourself is going to give you good results, right? We all hear tough love, you know, man up, just go do it. But that doesn't always work, right? We all know people that doesn't work for. If you know that that's never worked for yourself, like if you've gone through life and people have tried to do that type of discipline in your life, tough love in sports, tough love in school, tough love at home, if it's never worked for you, then don't do it to yourself, okay? Like, it doesn't make sense for you to be mean to yourself if you've never responded well to something like that. And what that's going to do is lead to a healthier relationship with food, okay? Because we've seen that the combo of mindfulness, calming humanity, and self-kindness is going to lead to that, all right? Second thing, you guys, self-compassion can be cultivated, right? If you don't feel like you know how to be nice to yourself, don't worry, right? Start by getting a solid understanding of what is and isn't good for your brain and what is and isn't good for you, all right? It's not about being lazy or soft here and trying to just be nice to yourself, okay? It's about understanding the situations and accepting it and being nice to yourself in the sense that it almost is what it is, right? We just have to push through that, right? Be nice to ourselves in that situation, not beat ourselves up about it, but learn from that situation and avoid it next time. All right. It's about being better and about coming from a genuine place of trying to change and being kind to yourself and others. Self-compassion comes from the heart, and it comes from being genuine. It has to be authentic. All right. So third one, don't complicate self-compassion. All right. It's going to seem difficult being nice to yourself. It usually is. But what we've seen through research, through years and years of studies, is that really, really small things can make us a little bit nicer to ourselves, and in turn will improve our eating habits. All right, so small little things throughout the day, throughout the week, to be nice to yourself are gonna improve that relationship with your food and improve that relationship with yourself. All right, there's a lot of things you can do for yourself to always make sure that you're in a mindset and in a state of compassion and niceness and kindness to yourself. Okay, you can even like follow inspirational pages on social media or on the internet or whatever, and have that constantly in your feed, so you're always seeing something positive. So you're always promoting a healthy mindset around self-compassion, all right? And as much as we're talking about self-compassion here, you guys, we also gotta remember to have compassion and kindness towards others, right? When we have compassion and kindness towards others, it makes it a lot easier to turn it inward, And then when we have kindness and compassion within ourselves, it makes it way easier to turn it outward as well. All right, so practice it, and I promise you, you'll see changes. All right, and if you need a couple of ideas, you guys, there's a couple methods right here you can do. First, journal. All right, I know I've mentioned journaling before, but if you want to use journaling specifically for cultivating compassion, then in the morning when you start to journal, first thing you should do is write down three things that you love about yourself. That may be challenging at first because we don't normally like to talk about ourselves or point out the good in ourselves. We're really good about pointing out the bad things in ourselves. But three things you love about yourself, write it down in the morning, read it before you go to work, before you go to school, read it before you go to bed at night. Do that for at least 30 days, you guys. If you do that for 30 days, that's three good things you love about yourself for 30 days. That's 90 things that you love about yourself that you're going to find out. All right. Another thing you can do is write a letter to yourself. Right? If you feel like you're not going to be able to journal every day, maybe it's a time commitment, that's fine. Sit down for half an hour, write a letter of everything you love about yourself. Be nice to yourself. You know, pretend you're trying to pretend you're trying to go out on a date with yourself, right? You're trying to woo yourself. Write how much you love you. Right? Again, do it for 30 days and watch your life transform. Watch how much more love and compassion and kindness you have in your heart that you can also give to others. All right, and then another thing, take time for self-care. All right, we've all heard what self-care is. Self-care is what you make it for yourself. All right, you can work out, you can meditate, you can take a hike, take a walk, go for a swim, you can read, you can write, you can draw, whatever helps your creativity. Take a spa day, right? Treat yourself. Go do something fun for yourself that you don't, maybe no one's done for you, but you enjoy it. Go do it. Okay? Treat yourself. Well, all right, you guys, thanks for your attention today. I really hope this gives you a great starting point to just being kinder to yourself and being kinder to your body. I think we all want a healthy relationship with food, right? So that we don't always have to be thinking about it like, oh man, what am I going to eat today? Oh, is this good for me? Is this bad for me? It can and should be second nature to you, right? You should be able to just not even think about it and just get the food that's good for you and eat when it's good for you, right? Eat what's good for you, everything, all right? And have a better relationship with that food. And once we get there, and we can, I promise, our lives are going to be all the much better for it, all right? So I mentioned earlier about checking out, you know, social media or articles that help create that self-compassion in your life, that help keep you in that mindset. So make sure you're following me, you guys. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. It's at Coach Adamir. I post motivational quotes every day, as well as videos discussing the weekly topic. So all week, you'll be seeing posts and videos relating to self-compassion. I'm also doing a live video now every day from work, so tune into that if you can. It's probably around midday usually. I kind of just, again, talk about the current topic, so self-compassion and being kind to yourself is what we'll talk about all week, and helping improve our nutrition with that. All right, so make sure you're also subscribed to the podcast. Like it, share it, review it. I'd really appreciate that. It also helps you get alerts for every episode that comes out, okay? And those come out every Monday so that you can start your week off right, okay? Thanks again, everyone. Again, I really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate your support and your listening ears, all right? So I'll talk to you next week. We'll be in our physical health week, which was formerly known as fitness week. The reason for that, I kind of wanted to change it up a bit and focus more on health overall and make it a health thing, so that, you know, from now on we'll go with mental health, nutritional health, and physical health each week. All right, so I'm out of here, you guys. Have a great week. Remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.